many years, wasn't feeling well at the beginning of the year, wasn't able to attend until a few days ago. So Mr. Lemberger has the yahrzeit today for his wife. So we dedicate the learning lezecha nishmaso. What the wife's name was? Sorabas, Rabbi Yonis and Halev. Yeah, so we left off yesterday in the middle of the Tosis on Tzadik Zayin Omer Aleph. Tosis quoted Rashi from Kuftes Omer Aleph. Rashi thinks that we should paskin like the Tana Rabbi Yudah, who thinks that Min B'Minoi Loi Botel. That is why Yochid V'Rabim Halochi K'Rabim. Why should we all of a sudden paskin like the Tana Rabbi Yudah? So Rashi has a few hoichoches. One hoichoche is that Abai V'Rove in Maseches Avodah Zarah both agree that the din is like Rabbi Yudah. They argue about details. Abai V'Rove arguing within Rabbi Yudah's sheet that Mimimina Loi Botel. So how do you decide where any given Tarubis is considered Mimimina? Rove says he go Basa Shmoaz Lina. Abai says he go Basa Taima. But the premise of the whole debate is that there's a difference between Min B'Mina and Min M'Shein M'Mina. So obviously you're passing like Rabbi Yudah, then Min B'Mina B'Mashivim. So Tosfos says, no, that doesn't prove a thing. We have other differences between Min B'Mina and Min M'Shein M'Mina. The din is that Tevel is B'Mashivim, who only Min B'Mina. And Yai Nesach is B'Mashivim, who is only Min B'Mina. And Trum is B'Meyo, only Min B'Mina. And if it's Orlok, like Karim is B'Masayim, only Min B'Mina. So you have four other differences already between Min B'Mina, Min M'Shein M'Mina. Who says it has to be within Rabbi Yudah that Min B'Mina B'Mashu? It's the other differences. So that doesn't prove a thing. Then Rashi has another proof. The Gemara says in Psachim Daf Lamed Chav Tesam and Beis Daf Lamed Amar Aleph. The Gemara has a Machlekes Amaroyim. Is Chometz B'Pesach B'Mashu or is Chometz B'Pesach B'Shishim? The Prima Gadim is bothered with Akasha. How did we come to the conclusion that Orla Klai Akerim is B'masayim? Where did that come from? So the Gemara says, well, first you start off with a din that Truma is B'meya. That's based on a Pasuk. And Tosfos writes, based on the Gemara in Nida, that Pasuk is only an Asmachta, it's not a real din derais. Es Migdasho Mimenu, the Pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach. Korach was Ma'arar ala Kohuna, so the Rabbanu Shalom reviews in the end of Parshas Korach many of the Matnas Kohuna, be mechazik the institution of Kohuna, that the non-Kohanim shouldn't start up with the Kohanim. They'll be punished like Korach, and we have to give the Matan Skuna to the Kohanim. So one of the Matan Skuna that's repeated over there is it says, you got to give Truma, and you got to give Truma Smaisa, Maisa Mena Maisa. So Maisa Mena Maisa is one-tenth, that's 1% of everything. So the Pasuk uses an expression there that you should remove es migdashoi mimenu. You should remove the Maisa Mena Maisa is Kodesh, the Maisa Rishon is Chol. Maisa Rishon you can eat in the cemetery. The Levi can be tummy when he eats it, and the Maisa Rishon can be tummy. It doesn't have Kedusha. Truma has Kedusha, so Truma may not be eaten in a state of Tuma. Zar is not allowed to eat Truma. Zar is permitted to eat Maisa Rishon. It's just Gezel. If you steal a Maisa Rishon from the Levi, it's Gezel. But if you give the Maisa Rishon to the Levi and he invites you to eat in his home and he's mechabed you with the Maisa Rishon, it's muta to eat it. It's muta lazar to eat it. Let's say a Leviya is Nivul al Apostle, the Leviya becomes a Zaina. So a woman who becomes a Zaina, Nivul al Apostle, is not permitted to eat Truma. Even though she's a Baskan, she's not permitted to eat Truma. A Leviya who's a Nivul al Apostle, so it's a Machlekes Hatanoim and Yevomis around Daf Peches or so. We paskin a Leviya who's a Zaina. A Zara is allowed to eat Truma. How can you say that a Zaina is not allowed to eat Truma? Meiser. So Meiser Rishon doesn't have any Kedusha. Truma Gdola has Kedusha, Meiser Rishon doesn't. So the Pasuk says, when you remove this Barim Chemis Migdasho Mimenu, when you take out the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon is Chol, but the Trumas Meiser is Dinike Truma. That's what we mentioned. There's a Mishnah in Me'ila that says that in order to get Malchus for eating Macholos Asuris, you have to eat a full Kazayis. Reb Shimon's opinion is Kol Shuhla Malchus, you get Malchus even if you eat less than a Kishir. Le'am Kazayis Elelinya Chatas Belvat. The Mishnah Makkas quotes Reb Shimon. The only time there's a din you have to eat a kazayis is to be chayv chatos for eating dam b'shoigig, achela b'shoigig. You have to eat a full kazayis to be chayv koriz b'meizid and to be chayv chatos b'shoigig. But to be chayv malkus, if you eat b'meizid, so Reb Shimon's sheet is, you don't need a kazayis. So we don't accept Reb Shimon's opinion. We pass me after the kazayis. Then there's a machlokes hatanaim whether he's surim mitzar from zeh mzeh. So Reb Meir's opinion, that's what we started on the first day. There's a pasuk, Lasechu kol tayevu, kol sheti after lecha harei bevat teichel. So Reb Meir uses that pasuk to say that if you eat a half a kazayis of chazer, and half a kazayis of basa b'chalav, they have nothing to do with each other. Basa b'chalav started off, everything was kosher. And chazer is a min tomei, behemet tomeo, isurim mitzdar from zem zeh. There's one pasuk that's kolal everything. L'sechel kol tayeva kol shetiyavta l'cha reba v'al techel. There's an isa klali. You're not allowed to eat any macholos asuris. And isurim mitzdar from zem zeh from malchus. So we don't accept Rav Meir's opinion. We pass on, in order to get malchus, you have to eat a full kazayis of nevela. You have to eat a full kazayis of basa b'chalav. But the Mishnah says in the Ila that what if the person eats, person is not a kohen. So a non-kohen is not permitted to eat truma. So he eats a quarter of a kazayis of bikurim, a quarter of a kazayis of challah, a quarter of a kazayis of truma, and a quarter of a kazayis of maisa mena maisa, which is what we call trumas maisa. So the Mishnah says that's all shem echad. You don't have to come on to Rav Meir's opinion that he's surim mitzdar from zem zeh. This is l'chol hadeis. If it's moshem shavim and shirim shavim, the shir is kazayis on everything, and they're all four are called truma, and truma is also lazarim. In such a case, he would be like it. So that's the pasuk in the end, the Parshas Korach, when it's mechazik, the inyan of kahuna, and it's repeating the matan skuna. There are 24 matan skuna, not all 24 are listed off over there. There are more than 24 matan skuna, but the Tanoim say there are 24. So all the Rishonim have a whole machlekes, which ones did they combine together? How did all of a sudden, how did the 30 matan skuna shrink to become 24? So they're combining some together to get to the number of 24. So the pasuk says, when you remove the maisa, mena maisa, that's going to be, maisa is one-tenth of everything, maisa mena maisa is one-tenth of the one-tenth. So the maisa mena maisa is 1%, it's one-hundredth of everything. So the Tanoim and the Sifrei have a drosha that Tosis claims is only an asmachta, barim chemes migdasho mimenu. This maisa mena maisa is kodesh, and the rest is not kodesh. The maisa rishon is chol. So they have a drosha, im nafal asocho, if the maisa mena maisa falls back into the whole 100 units, not only if it falls back, if the maisa mena maisa falls back into the maisa rishon, that you only have, it's 9 to 1. Maisa mena maisa is 1/10. You have 9 units of heter against 1 unit of iser. Even if the 1 unit of maisa mena maisa falls back into the 99 units of the whole thing, it's mekacho. It asses everything. Because it's min b'mina, and you don't have meya, you only have 99 against it. If you would have had 100 units against the one unit, then it would be batel. Truma is batel be'echad or meya. One unit of truma falls into 100 units of chul, and then it's batel. One unit of truma falls into 99 units of chul, and so it's not batel. So that's the drusha that we established that day. So Taisus shows from a Gemara Nida, it's only an asmachta, it's not a real drusha. It's min b'mina, it's batel chad betray, as long as you have 51% chulin. And 49% truma gdayla, so that's the din that is bottled bereit. So the Gemara, so the Tanoim start off like that. Truma is only also b'achila muta b'hanoa, and even though it's muta b'hanoa, you have the chumre midirabbanon. You have a chumre that you need meya. It's not enough chad b'tre. You need meya. So orla klakem, which is kafal isura, it's double an isa. Not only is it also b'achila, it's even also b'hanoa. So mitach shekafal isura, since it has a double isa b'achila b'hanoa. Kofal aliyosai. Aliyosai means in order that it should be bottle. Chum is oila bechodemea, means it is bottle. And orla klakam is oila bemasai, means it is bottle. So mitoch shikofal isur, kofal aliyosai. So that's how you know that you need masayim. So what did the Tanoim say? Whenever you have something that's asabano, you need masayim. Nucham is bepesach is asabano, mutabano. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. So we pass in Nucham is bepesach is asabano. One tane, Rabbi Yoseglili says, he said, he challenges the other time. How can you say such a wild idea? Where do you ever come up to say Chametz B'Pesach is also b'ano? But the accepted opinion is not like Rabbi Yosef Lili. We pass in Chametz B'Pesach is also b'ano. The Gemara in Pesachim has a machlokes amaroyim. Why? Is it because it says lo yeyochel? So that strange construction of the verb lo yeyochel, instead of said lo sochlu, lo yeyochel is what implies you're not allowed to get hanoa. Oh no, Rabbi Bo says, "Kol mokem shenema yolech layoch lasochlo lasochlo echad isra achila beechad isra hanoa b'mashma ad shiyufel lachakosim k'dav shepad lachav benevela." We have accepted the opinion of Amar Rabbi Bo, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, "Kol mokem shenema layoch lasochlo lasochlo." So we accept la halacha against Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Chametz bePesach is also banoa. So how can there be an opinion in the Gemara? Prima Gadim. So how can there be an opinion in the Gemara? The Chametz bePesach is b'shishim. It's not b'masha. Okay, you don't want to say mashu, maskin, but it should be masayim. Min b'min, it should be masayim. like truma is b'meya, and or like klal kerem is b'masayim if it's mimiminoi. So why is or like klal kerem masayim toch shekafal isura kafal aliyasa? Whatever is asabano is a double chumra, so you need masayim. So chametz b'pesach should be masayim. That's what the Prima Gadim asks. How can that be an opinion? We happen to paskin as b'mashu. Mashu is worse than masayim, okay? But how can there be opinion at Tzcholik in the Gemara that it's enough pishish? So there, we have the Rashba wrote the Torah Sabayis, and then you have a contemporary of the Rashba, learned by the Ramban at the same time, Rabbar and Alevi, the Ra'or, wrote the Berak HaBayis. He felt that he's fixing up. Berak HaBayis means the fixing up the building over here. They have patches all over the place. So that's Berak HaBayis. He's fixing up the Torah Sabayis. Then the Rashba wrote the Mishmeres HaBayis to defend what he wrote. Originally, he doesn't need any fixing up. He holds that it's good the way he wrote it originally. So the standard edition that was used for many years, the old edition, I haven't looked at the new edition. New editions, everything is corrected. But in the old European editions, it's probably a misprint. So the one line in the Ra'or, in the Berak HaBayis, where he writes, and there's an opinion in the Gemara that Chametz B'Pesach is bottled Beresh. Masayim. It's probably a mistake, probably should say Besamach. The Pashto says that it's probably a misprint. But that's the way the Vilna edition that everybody used to use years ago, the standard edition of the Berak Torah Sabayis with the Berak HaBayis. So it says that there's an opinion in the Gemara that Chametz B'Pesach is bottled Beresh. Masayim is a misprint, probably should say bottled Besamach. Instead of Beresh, it should say Samach. But we should look in the new editions. Maybe they have based on Kisvayet. Maybe there is such a thing, Batal Beresh. Maybe you really do need Masayim. That's an interesting kasha. What the Prima Gadim asked the kasha, how could there have been an opinion in the Gemara that Chametz B'Pesach is B'Shishim? Why shouldn't it? It's Kofal Isura. It's Asabana, so it should be Kofal Aliyasai. Why don't you need Masayim? That's an interesting kasha. By way, maybe Haschol of Epshat perhaps runs as follows. When you mafresh truma, you have tevel, and you're not allowed to eat the tevel, and you have to be mafresh truma to remove the isa tevel. Strictly speaking, how much truma do you have to take out to remove the isa tevel? So the Gemara has a famous statement: chita achas, but teres is kol akri. You can have a room so big, a barn, a silo so big, full of grain, tons and tons of grain. You take out one little kernel of grain and shine fartik. A mashu. And the Gemara has an expression in the first parak in Nida that tevel is also because truma psichabe, because the truma is blended in. You're not allowed to eat the tevel because the truma is blended in. How much truma is blended in? A mashu. So you see that truma is not bottle, but mashu. If you say the isa tevel is because truma psichabe, because truma is mixed in, Taisus says to Nivamit, how can you say that tevel is also because truma psichabe? So a kohen who's permitted to eat truma is permitted to eat tevel. Naimaisa, it's not true. A kohen who eats tevel is also misa b'dei shamayim. It's not also because truma psichabe. So Tosis picks on Rashi. Rashi says like that. The reason why you're not allowed to eat tevel is because truma psichabe. So Tosis says, how can it be? But tevel is also even the kohen. So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in his sefer with a straight face. He says, that's Rashi shita. Truma is only mutar the kohanim after you do the hafrosha. Before you do the hafrosha, the truma is also the kohanim, and an asad b'mashu, and it's truma psichabe. I don't know if that's the right answer to Rashi, but the loshon appears in the Gemara. The Gemara has such a loshon, the first parak in Nida, that tevel is also because truma psichabe. And that Gemara we had, Tosis quoted from the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Tosis quoted a braisa in the end of Avodah Zarah that says that there are two things that are mashahu. One of them is Yayin Nesach, and the other one is Tevel. Tevel or Yayin Nesach habemashu. So Tosis, we discussed it yesterday, Tosis asked the Kasha, why does the Brice in the end of Avodah Zarah only list off two things? Why didn't they put together Chametz B'Pesach is also the mashu? So I said to Teretz, Chametz B'Pesach mashu didn't exist in the days of the Tanaim. That was the Chumra that it was introduced in later generations by the Amoraim. After this manna, and the Brice is not going to mention a din that didn't exist yet, Tosis didn't give that historical Teretz. I thought that was true. I thought Chametz B'Pesach mashu didn't exist in the days of the Tanaim. Tosis gave a different answer. Tosis says it doesn't belong in the Brice because Yayin Esach and Tevel are only b'mashu when it's min b'mina. When it's min sheni mina, it's not b'mashu. Chametz b'pesach is b'mashu b'min sheni mina. So it doesn't belong together in the Brice. It's a different din. It's more chomer. It's worse. I thought it doesn't belong because it didn't exist. It's mokal. It didn't exist till the days of the Amoraim. Tosis even assumes even if it did exist, but it's mochomer. So the other two that are listed in the Braisa have a similarity, that the Tevel and Yainesach are b'mashu only mimimina, and Trum is b'mashu even mimishenimina. So I thought, maybe like this, the only reason why the Tanoim, this is a chumra midirabbanan, that you need meyo, Tosis shows an often gemara in the end of Nida, that you need meyo by Trum by mimimina, you need masayim by oil or klakam, the whole thing is midirabbanan. I thought, called the tikkun rabbanon came there, I said tikkun. The dinim, the rabbanon have to be latched onto some kind of a din deraisa. Where do you find on the level of deraisa that trum is mochomer as far as bitl is concerned? So you find it. You're not allowed to eat tevel. You're not allowed to eat tevel because trum is psichabei. How much trum is psichabei? Amashahu. Chitach has pateros kalakri. So because of amashahu. So you aser. So you see, in a certain sense, on the level of the raisa, that trum is b'mashahu. So with the rabbanon, they had a right to make a chumra. That's before you mafresh the truma. You say truma psicha be truma is blended into all the tevel. The reason why you're not allowed to eat tevel because it's truma floating around. So even though you have more than shishim, you have more than elef, you have more than elef alfi alofim. Chitach as pateras kol agri is a mamish mashahu. And the Gemara says there on the that in the end of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says Yain Esach is b'mashu because chumer d'Avodah Zarah. Why is tevel b'mashu? So the Gemara says kehetero kachisuro. Just like if you have tevel, hatovel l'truma gedayla, all you have to take out is chita achas pateras kolakri, take out a mashu and it'll be mutter. So kehetero kachisuro. If you have a mashu of tevel, falls into a whole bin full of non tevel. So just like a mashu of truma, as is the tevel, so a mashu of tevel balasa the whole tvua. So you see, the Gemara assumes that there's a concept. It's all made the rabbanim, but there's a concept that truma is machomer. The chitach as pateras kolakri shows that truma is machomer than other things. You have elef alfi alofim against the truma, and you still say you're not letting tevel because truma psichabe. So I thought maybe the reason why they introduced the chumra mid rabbanon that by trum it's not enough with shishim, you need meya because kein deraisa tikkun on the level of deraisa you see chitach as pateres kol akri keter kachisurai that a mashu of truma asses, and then the same thing by kloy hakerem. By kloy hakerem, what's the din? So the din is you have to have hoisif masayim. What's the din of hoisif masayim? So the Gemara says in Psachim in the second parak there are two branches to the din of Kloy HaKerem. There's one din, if you're planting Kloy HaKerem, b'mapoilos yad, the farmer takes a fistful and he takes chita, v'soira, v'chartzen, b'mapoilos yad. He mixed together grains. He mixed together wheat and barley and grape seeds. And he sticks his hand into the sack and he takes b'mapoilos yad, one fistful, and he throws it into the ground. Chita v'sova chartzman polis yad. So then he's in violation of Zorei HaKilayim. That's real Kiloy HaKerem. He has Kiloy Zorayim l'chitim in the Zorim, and he planted the Kiloy Zorayim in a Kerem, because he has chartzman also. Chartzman is a grape seed. So that's the real McCoy. That's the real Kiloy HaKerem. So the Gemara says, when it takes root, b'hashrosho, the whole thing is already yos. Everything is already yos. It doesn't have to even begin to grow. Anything that's going to grow from that is going to be yosser, and even the stalks are going to, everything is going to be yos. But what happens if I have chitim growing on one side of the fence and grapes growing on the other side of the fence? It's beheta gomer. Usually you have to have archokev, dalaramis in between, but if you have a fence, so I own the farm on the left side, you own the farm on the right side, so you have the right to plant grapes up until the fence, and I can plant chitim up until the fence. And then the Mishnah says, even if you don't have a real fence, you don't have a real wall that separates. You have an erev at Tzuras HaPesach. So the Gemara says that peo materes biklaim. If you make a Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara has in the first parak in Erevin, around Daf Tezvavaso. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, you have a Tzuras HaPesach in shul between the men and the women. So the men are going to lean like this. The women are going to like, they'll be leaning on each other, on each other's laps. So Mistama Tzuras HaPesach is not enough. Mistama, there are some shuls where they have a Tzuras HaPesach. So the Pashtus is that Tzuras HaPesach is not enough for davening. You have to have a real something. You got to have some kind of a mechitza. But the Gemara says Turas HaPesach is enough for kelaim. Even though they're leaning on each other, the grapes are growing over here. As long as the grapes are planted here and the grain is planted here, even though on top everything is leaning into each other, that's a matter de kelaim. So what if you have a fence? In zeh zareya adeh amechitza, v'zeh zareya amechitza. He plants the grapes up until the fence. He grapes the grain. He plants the grain up to the fence. So it's heta gomer. You have a fence. What if the fence falls down? So the kilaim didn't begin bezriya. It wasn't bahashrasha. This was planted beheta. That was planted beheta. So then the Mishnah say, if hosif masayim, then it'll be yosa. What's the din of hosif masayim? What kind of a din is hosif masayim? So Rashi, whenever Rashi in Psochim in the second parak, another place, whenever Rashi talks about hosif masayim, he always gives the same story. To the extent that the Minchas Chinuch was brainwashed by Rashi, to think that that's the only pshat in the whole wide world. So he doesn't understand, how can the Chinuch write not like Rashi? Everybody knows, ABC, Rashi's pshat. So the Rashi always writes, because there's a din midirabbanan, that kiloi hakerem is only bottle if you have masayim. So that's why you have to have hosim masayim. Hosim masayim means like this, according to Rashi's understanding. Minchas Chinuch elaborates on the Rashi, but Rashi spells out the whole thing. The moment the fence falls down, so the chitim still continue to grow, and the grapes continue to grow. The minute the fence falls down, whatever is going to grow is already kalayim, because you don't have arachok of dalad amos, and you don't have a fence, and you don't have a tzuris ha-pesach, you have no havdalah between the chitim and the chartzen. On the one side, the chitim, the chartzen, on the other side. So whatever grows is awesome. But whatever grows, let's say the grapes were so big, and now the grapes are slightly bigger. So the mashahu, that was nitoisef, the grain on this side was so big, and now it grows a little bigger. So it grows a little bigger, so whatever the tosef is absolutely osa bahanor because of a climb. But it's one big grape, and it's one big, the grapes are growing bigger on this side, they're growing bigger at different rates. The grapes go bigger at one rate of growth, and the grain grows bigger on the other side. There's two different rates of growth, fine. So whatever grows larger is takosa banor, but it's going to be bottle. It's going to be bottle bereiv. So in Torah, the only time it'll be usher is if the grapes are twice as big as they were at the moment the fence fell down. Twice as big, so you no longer have reiv. If it's not twice as big as it was before, so you have 51% heter and 49% iser. You can't single out. What do you mean? The size that it was before, so now it's a little bigger. So which is the chelik sheni toisef? The inside, the outside. You can't single out, oh, this was there before and this was added on later. It's all the taruvas together. The grain was one size. And now it's almost twice as big. Almost twice as big, but it's still not twice as big. So the little bit that grew after the fence fell down, everything is aser, but it's bottled berayv. So min atara, the only time the kloi hakerem will aser, if each one was planted beheter and the fence falls down, bechitzas hakem shenifritza, the first daf in Bava Basra. So if so if he doesn't put up the fence, so whatever grows becomes also taken from Yah, but whatever grows is bottle bereif. So min HaTorah it'll only be aser if it's kefil, if it's twice the size that it was before, so you no longer have the reif. Iser is bottle bereif min HaTorah if it's, you have chad betray. Chad betray means that it's 51% heter with 49% iser. So up until the point of machza machza, when the grape is now twice as big as it was before, and the chita, the grain, is going to be twice as big, so you have machza, machza is no longer bottle bereif, then it'll be asa min HaTorah. But midirabbanan we say that that's not enough. If you have 51% heter and 49% isa, you have to have masayim, you have to have two, it's all mimimino, it's grape and grape, and it's grain and grain. It's exactly the same thing. The isa is nesarv and the heter, here it's mimimino, and over here, this side, is everything is mimimino. So midirabbanan, you have to have masayim. So if it grew 1/200th larger than it was before, slightly more than 1/200th the size that it was when the fence fell down, so midirabbanan it's awesome. So the whole din of hosif masayim is only midirabbanan. That's what Rashi always writes. Hosif masayim, everything is asar, because orlan klal kerem is batal b'masayim. So we know from the Gemara that trum is batal b'mei is only midirabbanan. The whole din of Arlan Klakam needs Masayim because Kofal Isura, Kofal Aliyasa. So that's also only Midirabbanan. The whole din of Truma is Meya, is a Gemara, it's only Midirabbanan. So the din at Arlan Klakam is Masayim is also Midirabbanan. So if everything is Midirabbanan, so the Minchas Chinuch writes, So the whole institution of Hosim Masayim is only Midirabbanim. And Haturit's only Osir if it's twice as big as it was at the time the fence fell down. Whatever grows after the fence fell down is Osir, but it's always going to be bottled. But it keeps on growing. So if it accumulates so much that you no longer have 51% heter, then it'll be Osir and Haturit. Midirabbanim, not enough 51% heter. You got to have Masayim heter. So that's an awful lot more. So once you reach the point of Hosif Masayim, you only have 199 units of heter against the amount of isa that grew after the fence fell down. So then the din is that it's not batal mirabon. So the Minchas Chinuch writes, Apella on the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that Hosim Masayim is a din deraisa that dos likten averta. Pentug de shamalei azer shatizra tuas hakorim. The word malaya, he says it's halacha l'moshe misinai. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that the Shir Hosim Masayim is halacha l'moshe misinai. And that's what it means in the pasuk. Pentugdo shamalei azer shatizra tuas. Pentugdo shamalei goes on kloy hakerem. That's how the Mishnah knows in the end of Maseches Temura, the last daf in Temura, the Mishnah gives you a full list of all the things that are asa b'hanoa. Basa b'chalav is asa b'hanoa. Chametz b'pesach is asa b'hanoa. Shira niskal, a whole bunch of other things. Arlok kloy hakerem. So the Mishnah divides all these b'hanoa into two categories. Some of them are nisrafim, and some of them are nigbar. Some of them you have to dispose of. You can't leave it around the house. Someone, by mistake, is going to eat it. So mishum chashash takole, you have to dispose of it. You can't leave even isuri achila, which are mutabano. The Gemara says at the end of the first parakim sochim, you're not allowed to leave non-kosher food around the house, because by mistake, someone is going to eat it. So mishum chashash takole derabon, you can't leave it around the house. So some of the isuri hano are min ha-nigbarim, you have to dispose of it somehow or another. Throw it in the garbage and they'll collect it. So the city will take care of it. Whatever, they're buried in a dump or whatever they're going to do. And the Rabbi Yisrael know that on Nisrafim there's a mitzvah dafkit to burn it. So how do you know that Klei Akerim is mounted in Nisrafim? So the Gemara says, Adrosh Gemara Derais, it says, Pentukda Shamalei Azeresh Atizra, Pentukadesh. Yudarshan is if it written Tukadesh. That's how you know that Klei Akerim is men on Nisrafim. Rashi and Tosis, they throw their hands up. They don't know how did the Tanaim know that Orlo is Menan Israfim. The Pasuk is only by Klei Akerem. Who says that Orla is the same? The Rashi and Tosfos is right on the last daf in Maseches Temura, when the Mishnah gives you the list, the Nigbarim and Israfim, and it says, HaNisrafim lo yikovru, because you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sreifa. The Rashi and Tosfos say there must be some Yalfusa, they don't know what it is. There must be a limud from a Pasuk that equates, that connects Orla with Klei Akerem. So once you have a Pasuk, Pentukdash Pentukadesh, that Klei Akerem is Menan Israfim in Atarah. It's a mitzvah to burn it, so that mitzvah to burn it is carried over to Orla as well. Fine. So, the Menchas Chinuch writes, Apella, he doesn't understand how the Sefer HaChinuch can write that the din of Hosim Masayim is Allah L'Moshe Messina. It's only Midirabbanan. Rashi said, it's only Midirabbanan. So, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky has in his Tosefta, and that Mishnah is in Tosefta in Klaim, he says, not only the Sefer HaChinuch says it, he quotes the Sefer Yireim, says the same, and he says the Ramban, forget who looks in Yireim, who looks in Sefer HaChinuch, the Ramban on the first half of Baba Basra writes befavorish like that, that Hosim Masayim is a din deraisa, it's not a din derabbanan. The Ramban distinguishes, he says, when the Gemara says there are two kinds of kiloy hakerem. If you planted it as kiloy hakerem, ma polos yad, he takes chita v'sav acharz ma polos yad, he plants it and it's climbed from the first moment. So then, hashrasha, when it takes root in the ground, the whole thing is already climbed. But if it's a ruah bo, I already planted the chit in behetan, I planted the chartzen, the grape seeds behetan, because there's a fence separating. Then mechitzah kem shenifrit, so the fence falls down. So then it's a din deraisa, pentukdash hamaleya, has to be malaya. What's the shir malaya? Masayim, that's a din deraisa. It's not that whatever mashahu grows is already osa, but it's bottle. No, it's heta beheter. Ramban writes on the first daf in Baba Basra, it's heter beheter. It's not that it's batel, it's mutter. Once you reach the point of Masayim, that's a shir deraisa. Hosim Masayim, then it's called Malaya. So whatever grows mikan al habo will be also. So it could be that these two chumris midrabbanan, the Prima Gadim, is bothered with Akasha. Why? How can there be an opinion in the Gemara? The chametz bePesach is b'shishim. We have it to paskin b'mashu. Okay. But in fact, Akasha, how can there be an opinion in the Gemara that it's b'shishim? Should be b'masayim. It should be like oila klei hakerem. So I thought maybe the whole chumra midirabbanan, the whole thing is midirabbanan. The chumra midirabbanan that truma is b'meya, The Chumer with the Rabbanan, that Orla, Klakarim, Zman Masayim, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Derais Tikkun. It starts off, the Chachamim saw over here that on the level of Derais, there's a Pesashir Bittel. By true Mechitachas Pateras Kolakri. So you see, and the Gemara says in the end of Avodah Zarah, Kehetera Kachisura. Just like Chitachas removes the Issa Tevel, so if you have Tevel that gets mixed in with other food, it's going to be B'mashahu because Kehetera Kachisura. So you see on the level of the Raisa that Truma is in a certain sense Mocham as far as Bitla is concerned. A Mashahu of the Truma is called Truma Psicha Beirasas. So they were looking to introduce the Chumer Med Rabbanan. So they made an Asmachta, they found a Pasuk, Barim Chemis Migdusha Mimenesh, Minofa Latocha Mikacho. If the Maisa Mera Maisa falls back into the 99 units, it'll lasser everything, because Bim Mimina, you need Meya. If you would have had 100 units of Heter against it, it would have been bottled. If you only had 99 units, Maisa Mera Maisa is 1%. If it would have been less than 1%, then it would have been bottled. So this is all Kain Daraisa Tikkun, because on the level of the Raisa, you find it's considered Truma Psiche Beiv, even though it's only a Mashu who have Truma. Then you find on the level of the Raisa by Kloya Kerem also there's an Inyan of Hoysef Masayim on the level of the Raisa. So the truth of the matter is the Inyan of Hoysef Masayim is not based on Bittul. According to Rashi, it's all the whole din of Hoysef Masayim is only with the Rabbanan. It doesn't exist on the level of the Raisa. And it's all Hoysef Masayim by Kloya Kerem is exactly based on the institution of Bittul. Minchas Chinuch thought that's the only sheet that there is. Is what Rashi always writes, Hoysef Masayim. But Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky points out, no, there was a popular notion in the Rishonim. You have the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Yireim. They all say Hoysef Masayim is a Shir Deraisa. But it looks like it's an Inyan of Bittul. It really isn't. It's a Shir of Malaya. The Halacha says you need Malaya. But it looks like it looks on the level of Deraisa as if Kloya Kerem is bottled by Masayim. Whatever grows after the fence falls down doesn't bother me, up until the point of Hoysef Masayim. Then I say it's no longer bottled by Masayim. So that's perhaps what led the Tanoim, it's a Kein Derais over here. So maybe that's what led the Tanoim to introduce the Chumra only by Kloya Kerem. I wanted to introduce the Chumra by Orla. By Orla there is no Kein Derais. Where do you see that Orla is more common than anything else? So that's like Rashi and Tosis right in the end of Tmura. We don't know where the Tanoim got it from that Orla is Bistreifa. Where does it say the pasuk pentukdash pentukadesh is only by Kloya Kerem? There is no pasuk by Orla. So Rashi and Tosis throw their hands up. They say the Tanoim must have had some yalfusa from some pasuk that there's a connection between Orla and Kloya Kerem. So maybe that's the pshat over here. There is an institution of Hosam Masayim by Kloya Kerem, and that looks a little bit. Rashi says that it is based on Bittul. The other Rishonim deny it. It's not based on Bittul. But it looks as if it's based on Bittul. So it looks as if on the level of the Raisa, Kloya Kerem is bottled by Masayim. So that's why they introduced the Din de Rabbana by Kloya Kerem. And Orla always tags along. Orla always has the same Din as Kloya Kerem. But by Chometz, there's no Mokker anywhere. There is no Kein de Raisa. So what are they going to say? Shara Niskal, they're going to say Shara Niskal is by Masayim because it's Asa Bano. Basa B'cholov is going to be by Masayim because it's Asa Bano. No, there is no such Din. The only things that they made b'meyu b'masayim is kein deraisa tikkun. On the level of deraisa, you see that truma is mochomer. The truma psiche bei asa is b'mashu. On the level of deraisa, you see by kloy hakerem that masayim plays a role. So they made a din derabbana, and orla tags along with kloy hakerem. But by chomer b'pesach, I assume it's probably a misprint in the ra'oh. When the ra'oh says there was an opinion in the gemara that chomer b'pesach is bereish. I assume it's a misprint, probably should say Besamach. We should check in the new editions now. They probably figured it out based on the Kisvei Yad. So it's probably Besamach, it's not Bereish. There probably never was an opinion that has been Masai. But I think maybe that's the teretz that the Prima Gaon is Kasha. Anyway, so the Gemara has, getting back to the Gemara.
How do we learn out the Masai from Masai?
So they say the word Malaya means it has to grow to a certain amount. Pentukdash Hamalaya. Hazera Shatizra. There's Zarua Uba. If each one was planted beheter, so it has to be Malaya. And if it's Nizra Beisr, if you planted it Beisr, then it's Bahashrasha, it becomes Asa right away. So that's Shir Malaya, that's a Shir Deraisa. That's what these Rishonim say. That's a Shir Deraisa. And it's not based on Bittul.
How do they get Masayim?
Halach L'Moshe Misina. Shurim Halach L'Moshe Misina. So the Minhas Chinuch wasn't aware that there are any Rishonim with this grace. He thought the only pshat is Rashi. The whole institution of Hosam Masayim is only Medir Rabbanan based on the din of Bittul. So Rabbi Cheska Abramskin shows no. A whole group of Rishonim say no. Hos Masayim is a different din. That's the Shir Deraisa Halacha Moshe Messina. That's called Malaya. It has to be, if it's a rule, Bo Beheter, the Chartzim was planted Beheter, and the Chitim were planted Beheter, and then the fence falls down later, so then it has to be Malaya if it continues to grow. Sometimes the Mishnais have, it's Gimel, that the grapes were Hosim Asayim, and the grain is Adai Lo Hosim Asayim, or the grain was Hosim Asayim, and the grapes are not Hosim Asayim, because they grow at different rates of growth. So it could be the same. You left it for 2.5 days. It could be that one of them will be Hosim Asayim, the other one will not. So whichever one is Hosim Asayim will be also. The one that's not Hosim Asayim will still be Mutter. Unless you leave it longer, then it will become Hosim Asayim. So I thought maybe that's the teretz on the Prima Gadim's Kasha. They only introduced these Chumers. The Trum is B'meya. Chumer is B'nei Rabban. Trum is B'meya. And Klai Kerem is B'masayim. Because it's Kein Deraisa Tikkun on the level of Deraisa, you see. The Tanoim saw that there's something over there by Truma. That Truma is Truma Psiche Bey in the Tevel, that's why you're not allowed to eat Tevel. And how much Truma is Psiche Bey? It's Amashahu. Amash Chitachas. That's how the Gemara says the last, at the end of Avodah Zarah, not the last, afterwards, yeah. That Kehetera Kachi Surah, just like to remove the Yisra Tevel is Amashu of Truma. So Kachi Surah, Amashu of Tevel gets mixed in with other things. So Amashahu Walas.
Then the Gemara says the wrong reason when the Gemara says that it's because it's Aser. The Gemara shouldn't say that. It should say it's because there's a Kein Deraisa there.
Yeah. Okay. I thought this is based on this pasuk. Truma was an asmachta migdush amimenu based on that pasuk, and that's based on the other pasuk. So they just explain how come this is Maya, that's Masayim. So they say kafal isura, kafal aliyasa. Maybe. Anyway, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the maskanas Gemara. The Chametz BePesach is not B'Shishim, and it's not B'Masayim, it's B'Mashu. And the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference. Mim and Mim, Mim Shem, it doesn't make a difference.
This answer, if you're going to only work if you assume like the Ramban and the other Rishonim?
I think so. Yeah. According to Rashi, the whole din of Masayim is purely an invention of the Rabbana, has no leg to stand on the level of their eyes. So then the Prima Gadim also was brainwashed by Rashi. He learned like Rashi. Who would ever dream of such a wild idea that Masayim is a din deraisa? Rashi writes the Pashim Shad, so that's why he was bothered with the Kash. Yeah. So again, so we paskin like the Maskana Gemara that Chametz BePesach is B'Mashu. Why is Chametz BePesach Mashu? So Rabbi says Chametz BePesach B'Mimina Ben Shaloyim B'Mina B'Mashu Kirav. Those are the last two words in Rabbi's memory. B'Mashu Kirav.
The verse that I have in front of me is that. It's that it's also terusa be hanal be echad masayim kavachar me orwa.
Oh, he does say be echad masayim. Oh, okay. So he really says it. I thought it was a misprint in my ra'ah. And that's based on kisviyad, I guess. That's based on all the dish. Okay. So he does say that chametz be pesach is also be masayim. Okay.
That was expanded the Rashi Tevis.
Huh?
Could be they just expanded the Rashi Tevis.
We got to find out how they did that work. Someone should send an email to the one who did the work on it. Find out, did they have any source to show that the Reish is really Reish? Or I thought the Reish is probably supposed to be a Samach. Okay, we got to look that up.
Could be Rov.
Huh?
Could be Rov. I mean, it isn't that way either, but could be short for Rov.
No, he's quoting, there was an opinion in the Gemara that Chametz is not B'Mashu, and the Maskon is the Chametz is Mashu. So the Shita that's not B'Mashu, what do they say?
No, the Reish.
Could the Reish be Rove? How can it be Rove? Rove is not enough. You need Shishim? You need Shishim.
Yeah, but it's also a problem.
Could be. Could be, should be Rove. We should find out where they got that reading from. Okay. So Nachamal. So Rashi says, the girsa that Rashi had was Omar Rava Hilchase at the end of the Machlekes on Chav Tesem and Beis, but the Chometz is Batel, Chometz is B'Mashu. So Rabbi Shmuel say Chometz B'Pesach is B'Mashu. Why? So the girsa that Tesis quote says in the Gemara like this: Rabbi Shmuel Dami Travayu Min B'Mina B'Mashu. They hold like rebuted Min B'Mina B'Mashu. And Chometz B'Pesach they made exer Min B'Shena Mina Oto Min B'Mina. That's what it says. That's Rav says that. So now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav, Chometz bezmanoi, Chometz bePesach, bein bimimina, bein bimin shelo, bimimoi, b'mashehu kirav." So Rashi says, "B'mashehu kirav" means he copy over whatever Rav said. That's what Rav is masking to. So what did Rav say? So Rav said that min minu b'mashin, you make a gzer, min m'sheni minu ato min minu. So there you have it, the Rav is Hilchas l'kabasroi. Rav is paskening like Rav Yudah, the min minu b'mashu. And he says like Rav, you make a gzer, min m'sheni minu ato min minu. So Taisus, the Rabbeinu Tam says, that's not what it said in the Gemara. The last two words in the memory didn't appear in the Gemara. And they're going to prove it, because the Bahag says, Omar Rav Hilchas l'chomitz b'min minu b'in shaloi b'minu osur. And it doesn't say how much. Is it also b'shishim? Is it also b'meyo? Also b'masayim? Also b'mashu? So the Halachas Gedolus writes, since Rava doesn't say a shear, so it's self understood that it's b'mashu. So Tosis said the Bahag added that on. You see, the Bahag didn't have the Girsa Nigamar b'mashu kirab. So where did we get it from in Agamar? So Tosis says simple. The scribe who was copying over the Gemara had a Halachas Gedolus. So he took it in. He took those two words from the Bahag. He put it into Gemara. B'mashu kirav. But in the original edition, Gemara didn't say like that. And then the Rabbi Natam even says, I think the Shiltis is right. That Chomis b'Pesach is b'shishim. Lo malo libo to b'choyd l'gam Rashi. He didn't go so far to halocha l'maisa to paskin against Rashi. The Chomis b'Pesach is bottle b'shishim. You can eat it. But halfway he did choyd l'gam Rashi. He didn't say you have to throw out the whole chicken. If you cook the chicken tanegolus mevushelus and you found the chita mechumetzis in the middle of the tanegolus, so according to Rashi, you throw the whole thing out. It's also banoz b'mashu. Rabbi Natam is chelik, but he doesn't allow you to eat it. So he says save it till after yontif and then you can eat it. But strictly speaking, the Rabbi Natam really holds like the shilta. So chametz b'pesach is not b'mashu. And then in Shulchan Aruch, the Behetiv quotes it, and sometimes if you have a difficult shas atrak. So you can be mitzarp the shitas hashiltas for Rabbi Natam. If you have other snif and lahakel, that they are of the opinion of chametz b'pesach is not b'mashu. So if you have other dadam lahakel, you can be mitzarp this to come up with a het. So Tosis claims that those last two words didn't appear in the Gemara; it was added on by the scribe. So then Tosis says, and even originally when the Gemara says. Rav says Chomis bePesach bMashuhu. Rav leTaimei. This debate Rashi and Tosis is Rava. The end of the whole Gemara. Daf Lamed Amah. Oh my Rava. Hilchas Chomis bePesach. They meminah ben shloim meminah bMashuhu kiRav. So Tosis says cross out the last two words. Should say, shouldn't say. Okay, that's the Girsan Rava. What about a Chav Testament based on the earlier daf when it says Rav says Chomis is bMashuhu? So. It says in our Gemara that Rav says Chametz bePesach is b'mashu because the Rav l'shitasa Rav the Taimei the Rav holds like Rav Yudah the b'mimina b'mashu and mishum chomet the Chametz Rav is mach b'mim m'shein emino at the b'mimina. That's what it says in our Gemaras. So the Rabbeinu Tam thinks that that's also a corrupt addition. It shouldn't say that in the Gemara. So what should it say? What should it say in the Gemara? So Tosfos quotes a different girsan. Where is this? Let's see, we left off yesterday. The line begins, Vafila Goris b'mashu kirav, even if you have the girsa, that's halfway down, a little more than halfway down. The line begins with those words, Vafila Goris b'mashu kirav, even if it's not a hoisofas hamatik from the halachas gedolus, even if that is the girsa in the Gemara, it doesn't mean that Rava holds exactly the same as Rav. Halacha l'maisa is saying the same as Rav Chametz b'mashu, but v'lav mi taimei. Mashu kirab dilma shani chametz to chametz tvei doivir bebal yiroi v'lo v'day demine all year long people eat chametz. It's not like chazer, all year long you don't eat chazer. Chametz all year long it's kosher. So since it's an isekores and it's chomer, it's bal yiroi v'lo v'day demine shemine so they made a chomer. V'av ha'gav to come v'orosh ha'asam taimo de ko'omar rav l'taimei. Rav says l'shitasa. Rav says chametz is b'mashu because his guys are mim m'shein emin otamim emino and it says Oh, my Rav Hilchas Chametz b'mashu kirav. It doesn't necessarily mean with the whole logic of Rav. Bottom line, the din is like Rav elav mitaimei. That's what he says. Rav pasuk kirav elav mitaimei. Not based on Rav's logic. It's not exera mim sheinu mino to mimino. The time of the Rav. What's talking the reason? Rav mishum the sover beyal mim mimino b'mashu because you know mechametz shalav mino to mimino. Aval the Rav, Avogav the Bechol Yisurim Havi Benoy Santam, all the Yisurim are B'shishim, Afilu Min B'minoy, but nonetheless, he's Machma B'Pesach, Machma Lesa B'Pesach B'Mashu, Afilu Shaloi B'minoy, he's Machma, everything is B'Mashu. It's not Otum Min B'minoy, Min B'minoy is also a Chumra. That is Masha Mikra Din. Rava doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. Then ties the next line. The Od, in the old editions of the Kisva Yad, it doesn't even say Rav Letaimei. In our Gemara, it says, Rav says Chametz bePesach Mashu. Rav Letaimei, the Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, Mim Mimina B'Mashu. Mishum Chomer the Chametz, his guys the Mim B'Sheina, Mina Otam Mim Mimina. So Tosfos says the Od, the Besvarim Yishonim in the old Kisva Yad, Loi Gasina Rav Letaimei, Lohachi Gasina. The Gersa should say like this: Rav says Chametz bePesach Ben Mimina Ben Shalav Mimina B'Mashu. Freg the Gemara, but it doesn't make any sense. Everything is bottled b'shishim. Why all of a sudden does chametz be b'mashu? Umeshani, the Gemara answers, Rav goza b'chametz shelo b'minoy, otu minoy. A different girsa. You see, until now Tosa says, Rav, Taka says like that. Rav holds mim b'mina b'mashu, and his goes a mim b'shein amina, chametz besel hata mim b'minoy. And then it says, Oma rovi hilchase chametz b'mashu kirav. So maybe you shouldn't have the girsa b'mashu kirav. Maybe you should just say b'mashu. And even if it says b'mashu kirav, it means bottom line, I pass like Rav alav me time. Now Tosa has gone further. Maybe Rav never said it either. What did Rav never say? Rav said that it's b'mashu. So they say, no. The girsa that we have in our edition says, Rav says, b'mashu, Rav letaimei, the Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, mim mimina b'mashu, because of mim mishena mino, to mim minoi. So Tosfos says, but to have another ksav yad, the old kisve yad, don't have that. What's better than the old kisve yad? It says exactly the same thing. The old ksav yad says, Rav holds chomes b'pesach, b'y mimina b'en shlo b'mashu. Freg makasha, it doesn't make sense. Rav ishmol damit shavayu, mim mishena mino is always batal b'shishim, and for the Gemara, Rav is machmer, mim shein amin, ota mim amin. So it's the exact same thing as, what did they change? So the Mashal says, he doesn't understand, how did they make anything better? By pointing out that there was a, there's another girsa even a Rav. The old girsa is the same as the new girsa, exactly the same. He doesn't understand, what did Tosfos think that they gained by pointing out this girsa? I don't know. Tamua. Yeah. I feel the girls, yeah, Dilma Shani Chamas, the Chametvei. Well, the Bissom Shem Lagasin, Rav the Tam, Lachi Gasin, yeah, it's a pillar. Vahod now, Vahod the Lachashim Chamas, Bepesa, Bahari Tevel, Vyai Nesach, Bebrais, and Messiah, Rabbi Yechanan. That's in the end of Avodah Zarah, and that Omid base, in the end of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara quoted a Braisa that there were two Isurim, Yai Nesach, and Tevel that are Bemashu. Yainesach because of the Chumra of Avodah Zarah, like the Rambam wrote Ma'uma. Yainesach, he can't say, like Tosfos said, by Tabashal Avodah Zarah, it's a Dovash Mimin. Can't say Yainesach is a Dovash Mimin. Yain, you sell by the volume, or you sell by the weight. But you don't sell by the drops. You don't sell it. I'm not a Dovash Mimin. So Yainesach, Mishum Chumra, Avodah Zarah. And Tevel, the Gemara says, is b'mashu for two reasons. One reason, it's a Tavu Sheishel Matirin. But the Gemara gives a different reason there. Tosfos asks, why do you need two reasons? The Gemara gives a different reason why, because Ketera Kach Isura, just like Chitach has Pateras Kolakri, so because of the Chitach has of Chuma, that's Psichet Bey, Ya'asa, the whole Tevel, it's Mefurish like Rashi said in Yevamos. Tosfos is picking on Rashi. Rashi writes in Yevamos that Tevel is also Bachila, because Chuma Psichet Bey. So Tosfos screams, how can it be? But Tevel is also even to Kohanim. But Rashi is innocent. The Gemara said that. Well, in the end of Avodah Zarah says, why is Tevel b'mashu ketera kach isura? Just like how do you take off the Yisra Tevel, you take off a mashu of Truma. And the whole reason why the Tevel was also because Truma psicha beis. Mefurish like Rashi. It's not Rashi's fault. Rashi just quoted in the Gemara. The expression appears in the first parak in Nida. The Gemara says, Truma psicha beis. The Gemara Nida doesn't say that that's why Tevel is also. But this Gemara, the end of Avodah Zarah says, that's why Tevel is also because Truma Psiche Bey. And how much Truma is Psiche Bey already? A mashu of Truma, Chitachas. So Kehetero, Kachisura. How do you remove the Yisra Tevel by taking out a mashu of Truma, Kachisura? If you have a mashu of Tevel, falls into Chulam Misukanim. So a mashu who asks? Kehetero, Kachisura. So Tosfos asks, why didn't the. There's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yechanan. The Yainesach and Tevel are b'mashu. Yainesach and Tevel abimashu. How come it doesn't mention Vod lo choshe chametz pesach b'had Tevel yainesach b'brais and Messiah the Rabbi Yechon? That's the end of Avodah Zarah. That's not in Pesachim Daf Lamed. The end of Avodah Zarah. And for Tosfos, because the dinim are not. I thought because historically It was introduced in the days of the Amoraim. So how can you have a brisa, right? A din that didn't exist yet. Does give that answer? Mishum the tevel v'yayin esach habish lo b'mina b'nois and tam. V'chomis hafilu shalom b'mina b'mashu. Okay. That we learned yesterday. V'af Rabbi Yehudoi goin posak. Also, not like Rashi, that mimimina is not b'mashu. Only mimimina by chomitz. Chomitz is b'mashu. But in kol ha-terakula, mimimina is not b'mashu. Af Rabbi Yehudoi goin posak, davka b'chomitz, koi rabbi kirav. Avol b'shari surim, hilchusek Rabbi Yochanan v'shlokish, the mimimina is not b'mashu. So they're proving that Rashi is wrong. The Yod Havi Rabbein Etam Rai, the Biperikat Tarubis, Bishmaita, Sugile Bishmaita, the Charson, fine. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv, mimimina bottle. There's a Tana, Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv says. No, so it's a machlekes, the one Tana against another Tana. Why should they think they didn't know? We have a Gemara. Mishnas Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv, Kav and Oki. We rarely quote Rabbi Lezer ben Yankiv. He's hardly ever quoted. That's Kav, very little. His opinion is rarely quoted. But whenever his opinion is quoted, so the Gemara says, we always pass him like him. That's called Kav Vinoki. He's hardly ever quoted, but whenever he's quoted, so we always pass him like him. So that shows that the din is against Rabbi Yehuda. We don't hold Mim Mimina B'Mashu.
The tevel that fell in, is it possible to be mocked in the tevel? Somehow?
You can make it mutter. You have to take other tevel and be mafresh from that on the tevel mina ibei and on the tevel that fell into this. Yeah. Yes. I remember many years ago the OU used to give a hechsher on orange juice. What is it to give a hechsher on orange juice? Orange juice, orange juice. Because sometimes they mix in other vitamins, so you got to check to make sure that the other things that they mix in are kosher. So, and the factory only processed orange juice. So there's nothing going to be treif. So it turned out that they weren't watching. They processed Israeli orange juice that was tevel right before they did the Cuban oranges or whatever, American oranges, California oranges. And they didn't wash it out in between. They only wash out if you're doing chazashmaltz, and then you're doing water, or you're doing clam juice, then you're doing olive oil. So it's two different flavors to wash out. If it's orange juice and orange juice and orange juice, well, you have to wash out in between. So they had all of these bottles of American orange juice, which is not tevel, and each bottle had a little bit of a mashahu of the Israeli orange juice, which was tevel, and the din is that tevel is b'mashu, so they had a problem. So they had to buy a bottle of the Israeli orange juice, which was tevel, and they had to be mafrish, trumas and maisris, on this bottle of tevel, and on all of the mashu of tevel, that was more than everything else.
Be able to be mafrish from something which is not living anymore, from orange juice, as opposed to focal on the orange? Be able to take something, a product of the orange,
can you be mafrish on orange juice? Yeah. So that's Rav Velvula had a chiddush. That was the machlekes of Rav Velvula Soloveitchik and the Chazon Ish. There's a Gemara Chulan Daf Kuf Chav where the Gemara says that mashkim hayoitzim, that if you have let's say you have oranges that are tevel, oranges that are truma, and then you make orange juice out of it. So the Gemara says the chaymer huisa are eating. You see, oranges are shaila. What trumas and maises are chayv and atur? So Rashi and Tosfos opinion only dogon tirish v'yitzer. The rice, everything else only with the Rambam. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says if olives and grapes are the rice, and the Rambam and Chumash holds that olives and grapes are also only with the Rabbanon. Only shem and zayis and yayin. If olives and grapes is only with the Rabbanon also. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with that Ramban al Atur. They hold that olives and grapes are deraisa. The Chumash only says Reish is Degon Chotei Rosh Chav Yitzarach. So Tirish is grape juice, and Yitzar is olive oil, and Dogon is Chamesh is Mine Dogon. So the Rambam's so most of the Rishonim hold that not only grape juice and olive oil are deraisa. Even grapes and olives are also deraisa, and all the oranges are only Midrabban. But the Rambam's opinion is no. If grapes and olives are deraisa, so he holds all peris ilon, achay ben ator. The Mar says ma'aser yerek is the rabbanon, that's vegetables. But all fruits, according to the Rambam, all fruits are achay ben ator. Aydig Mar says beferish and Rosh Hashanah in the first perek that buxer is a fruit that grows on a tree. So the Gemara says that buxer is only midir rabbanon. So Rashi and Tosfos say because buxer is a fruit other than grapes and olives. So how does the Rambam deal with that? Gemara says, Rambam, right, boxer is not royal achilas adam. So Michael Behemoth, which normal person eats boxer?
Yeah.
Who eats it? St. John's bread? No. St. John ate it. Okay. Shimbai Chai was stuck in a cave. He had nothing to eat. So it was a boxer tree. So Blaze Berry, he ate the boxer. But the Rambam says that basically boxer is not really Roy Lachilas Adam. So that's why it's only Trumas and Maises Midrabban. It's only Roy Lachilas Adam Midoichi. So that's the Shaila. If you all like the Rambam, Rambam reads that Gemara. That if you mafrish Trumas and Maises on oranges, so that's real Truma. And if a Zar will eat it, it'll be Misa B'day Shamayim. Then if you take the oranges and you squeeze them out and you make orange juice, so then the Gemara says there won't be Misa B'day Shamayim. And the Mashkem Ayotzim and Azesim and Anovim is Dinam Kipri Atzmo. That's called the Pri. Mashkem Ayotzim and Shar Peres, there's no Misa B'day Shamayim. So the Brisker of Tainid, that if you take grapefruits and you take oranges and you squeeze out the Peres, so it started off as Tevel, you squeeze it out, so the Issa Tevel is going to remain. Maybe it's a Yotzim in a Tevel, it's going to be an Issa. The Issa doesn't disappear. And he said, the Gemara says, it's not called Truma. If a Zar will eat the Mashkem HaYotzim from the oranges, he won't be Misa B'day Shamayim, because it doesn't have the status of Pri. So he says, so you can't be Mafrish Truma. You can't be Mafrish Truma from the you have to be Mafrish, the Trumas, the Maestras, on the grapefruits and on the oranges. If you already made juice out of it, you can't be Mafrish. And the Chazanish disagreed, and he said, Mimonavshach, he said, if you think it has an Issa Tevel, it still has an Issa Tevel, so obviously you're assuming in order to have an Issa Tevel, you have to have the opportunity, the possibility to be Mafish Trumas and Maestras. So he has to be able, and if you think that the Truma is not going to be Chal, then you have to assume that the Issa Tevel disappeared. You can't have it both ways in Lechum. You can't say that it has an Issa Tevel and there's no way to be Mesakin. So that's why the Rav Velvela had, they printed Rav Velvela Shurim on Menochis. So on Dafayin Omer Aleph, I think, they have an innocent comment, one line. There's a Shita Mekubetzis over there. So Rav Velvela says, from this Shita Mekubetzis, you see that it's possible to have an Issa Tevel where it's impossible to be Marfish to Masamaisis. That was, he was driving it. That was his dispute with the Chazanish. He has this innocent bomb over there. This thing can speak. He says, Beferish is Shita Mekubetzis. Okay. So Shita Mekubetzis, Taka says like that, that it's possible.
For it to be Marfish, you had to.
But in Eretz Yisrael, they always do like that. They make the grapefruit juice and the orange juice. And the mafresh the chumas maiz later, they rely on the chazanish against Rav Velvel.
The problem with the OU is you had to get a bottle of oranges from Eretz Yisrael. It couldn't be mafresh from all the bottles.
What are you going to be mafresh over there? It's b'mashu who is midir rabbanon. Yeah, all up front. What are you going to be mafresh? You're going to every bottle of tevel. You're going to have to take out b'nei bay. You're going to have to take out some of it to be mafresh as truma, some of mafresh as maisa. So what they did was they bought a bottle of real tevel. Right before they had bottled Israeli orange juice. So they took a bottle of real tevel, and the difference between being mafresh, minei, bay, the truma is b'mashu, that's not a problem, but the maisa region is supposed to be 1/10. So it's a mashu of tevel that's in everything. So the same 1/10 that the mafresh on this bottle, minei, bay, so the same 1/10 is oila for all the mashus of Tevela, Tovela, Maiserishan, and all the other 1,000 bottles, all the other 20,000 bottles of American orange juice that had a mashu of Israeli orange juice in it. But you can't be mafresh minei bay, you have to be mafresh on every single bottle of American orange juice.
Did they have to be mafresh on
Blias? They were mafresh on Blias, yes. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Yerushalmi that if by mistake a person cooked Tevel in a pot, so not only is the food tevel, there's a bliya in the pot of tevel. So when you finally realize that you got to be mafresh, so you take out truma gedoyla and you say hareza truma ala kol. This should be truma on all of the food and all the bliyas that are balua also. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes that, and the source is a Talmud Yerushalmi. The shaila comes up halacha lemaisa every so often. It comes up in Eretz Yisrael more often than in America. It comes up in America once in a while. What if you had tevel that you cooked in a pot? You were not mafresh chumas amaisis. So you cooked tevel in a pot, and then you forgot all about it till after 24 hours. So now the bli is ainu ben yomo. So min haTorah bli sheinu ben yomo is no problem. Loyosa Torah l'kedera bas yomo. But midrabbanan they made exera ainu ben yomo or to ben yomo. So now I want to remove the Issa Tevel. I have to either kasher the pot or I have to be mafresh chumas and mice on the pot. So now I'm going to buy a whole container of real Tevel and I'll be mafresh chumas and mice. And I'll say I want to be mafresh chumas and mice on what's in the bottle, on all the blias also. The shot is, but on the blias, it's all nice and tam lev gam. So you can't have a hafrosha on a nice and tam lev gam. I mean, the rabbana, they asked it because they say you make believe as if it's nice and tam lev shvach. No, they never said that. They said it's gzeira ein ben yomo at the ben yomo. You got a kasha. So if the blia of tevel would have been a ben yomo, so life is easier. You buy a bottle of tevel, you marfish chumas and maises b'nei bay. I say this chuma, this maiser rishon, this maiser sheni should remove the iser tevel not only on what I have in this bottle, should remove the iser tevel on all the balu on the pot. That's if the balu on the pot is still ben yomo. But once it's ain't a ben yomo, and you hold like the ra'or and the berak haba, he said it's like afra bialma's nifsal ma'achilos adam. So you can't be marfish chumas and maises on afra bialma. It's just not tchal. So you have to kasha all the pots. It's mochomer. Ain't a ben yom is mochomer than ben yom. Hetamais. Some of the achrayim write that. They write like that. The Rav in Tveria, what's the name? Rav Moshe Kliris was the Rav in Tveria 100 years ago. So he wrote a knockout sefer Torah Sa'aretz on mitzvah satleis bar. That's when the Jews were first moving back to Eretz Yisrael, the late 1800s, the early 1900s. So they had to figure out what are all the dinim of mitzvah satleis bar. So he wrote a whole galaldiga sefer about Chuma and Meiser and Bikurim and Chala, all the dinim. Every paragraph is another idea. Yeah, it's Bikitza. Every paragraph is another idea. So if I'm not mistaken, this says in his Sefer and Torah Sa'aretz, he has this Chumr. So that comes up in Eretz Yisrael very often. And sometimes Chutzlos, once in a while it comes up. You have a Kli that was Balei Tevel, and now by now it's Ein Ben Yomo. So can you buy some more Tevel and be Mafrish? Minatoyrek ain't a benyama is muta. So there's no problem. But when the rabbanon they made exer ain't a benyama at the benyama. So is it shaykh to say that the ain't a benyama is more chomer than the benyama? That if it would have been a benyama, the mechaber quotes the Yerushalmi, you could be mafrish, not only on what you on the tevel that you have, even on the balua. But if it's ain't a benyama, you can't be mafrish on a balua. If I'm not mistaken, I think the stipler also has in it. He has a thin volume on zroim. So I think he discusses this topic also. If the bli and the pot by now is Einem and Yomo, can you follow the Yerushalmi's Eitzah to be mafrish on the bli? Oh, no, it doesn't make sense. Nifsa ma'achila. You can't be mafrish on a bli that nifsa ma'achila.
Could you cook a davar karet to reinvigorate the make it into a ben yomo again?
Maybe. That's a shaila. When you cook a davar karet in a cliche Einem ben yomo, so the Gemara says, Machal yalei the shvach, the bli that comes out, is going to make it into Nos Tam Neshvach, is that Minatorah, is that Midrabbanim? That's also a question. Whether that Chumra of Davachar, is that Minatorah, is that Midrabbanim? If it's Minatorah, you have what to discuss. If you should assume that that whole din is only Midrabbanim, you got to get a Shaila. So you say, Miman of Shach Midrabbanim, the whole cliche in Ben Yom is only Midrabbanim. So Nusum Midrabbanim, it's going to be Lishvach. Jerusalem Maisa is Midrabbanim, yeah. So that's a big topic that Achrayim have. Do you have a right to say Mimon of Shach Midrabbanan? On the level of the Raisa, you have no problem because there's no Trumas and Maisris at all on Shar Peris. And on the level of the Raisa, it's Klisha and Ben Yomo, so there's no problem. On the level of Rabbanan, you have a problem, so I have a solution based on a different Din the Rabbanan. They say, no, that's one Din the Rabbanan, there's a different Din the Rabbanan. This Din the Rabbanan can't solve a problem from the other Din the Rabbanan. So that's a Dion that Achrayim have. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about that in one of his svarim. The title of the essay is Miman of Shach Midrabbanan. So he writes in the table of contents, you have to read the essay in order to know what the topic is. I can't explain the topic in the table of contents. And he wrote an essay because the Chelkas Yoyev has a whole essay about that, where they say Miman of Shach Midrabbanan. So the whole thing was a takeoff on the Chelkas Yoyev. Chelkas Yoyev has a discussion. A person is a ben chalutza. A ben chalutza minatora is not a cholo. Minatora coin is allowed to marry chalutza. The rabbanon coin is not allowed to marry chalutza. So let's say the coin married a chalutza, and he has a child who's a coin minatora, and a midrabbanon he's a cholo. He's a ben chalutza. So he's not allowed to marry a grusha minatora. He's a coin. He's not allowed to marry a grusha. Is he allowed to marry a chalutza? Because on the level of the rice, a coin is muta b'chalutza. Medrabbanan is also b'chalutza, but medrabbanan I'm a cholol. I'm a ben chalutza. So that's what made me into a cholol. My father married a chalutza, so I'm a cholol medrabbanan. So medrabbanan I'm a cholol, so I'm allowed to marry a chalutza. What do you say? No. So the Chelkas Yoyev says l'chumra, that you don't say miman of shach medrabbanan. The Oitzar Paskim quotes it, and Ebenezer. As humorous as it sounds, the shaila comes up pretty often. this issue where they say Miman of Shach midrabbanan, a guy is a cholon midrabbanan, is he allowed to marry an issue who's only asur lakuna midrabbanan? There's room to distinguish. To marry a chalutza, maybe, yeah, that's mamish the same, maybe a different psul de rabbanan, he's not allowed to marry. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay about that, where they say Miman of Shach midrabbanan. Yeah, okay.
Is there a difference between food that's grown for juice and food that's not grown for juice? Was there, should have been like olives and like shem and zayas?
The Ramban holds like that. The Achrayim ask a kasha on the Ramban. The Ramban holds that only olive oil and grape juice is chay ben atur. The grapes and the olives are not chay ben atur. Only the olive oil and the grape juice. So they ask on the Ramban, there's a Mishnah that says you're not allowed to be mafrish midovish alon digmar malachta al dovish and digmar malachta. So you're not supposed to be mafrish from grapes on wine or from olives on olive oil. But in lechatchila, but b'di'evit, if you were mafrish, it's chal. So they ask, according to the Ramban, how can it be chal b'di'evit if it's like nigmar malachta? On grapes and olives is only midirabbanan. It's the whole afrosh is that, and it doesn't exist on the level of the rice. If only olive oil and grape juice is chay ben atur, the grapes and the olives are only midirabbanan. How can the Mishnah say b'di'evit if you're mafrish from the grapes on the grape juice is chal? So I think in the Sefer Torah's rhyme, he answers like that. He says, if you have eating grapes that you don't plan to make grape juice out of, the Ramban holds on the Rabbanan, it wouldn't be chal. But you're talking about you have grapes that you plan to make wine out of, grape juice out of it, and you have olives, you plan to make olive oil out of it. It just is like nigmar malachta, you didn't do it yet, but you really do plan to make. So there the Ramban is also asking that those grapes and those olives are chay ben atur and afrosh. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. But if you have grapes and olives that you intend to eat the way they are, that's where the Ramban says that it's only midirabbanan. That's not ben atur.
So the Rosh would have lenient brachos that if you sell oranges or like dried oranges, you make grapes.
Right, that's a machlekes had it when the Mishnah quotes a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Yeshua. So we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that only mashkma yotzim and azesim and menahanovim is dinim kipri. And the mashkin from the other paris is not dinim kipri. That's the Gemara in Chulan, Daf Kuf Chav, that the Briskerav made the whole chomer based on that. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. And the shayla the psak halacha, how do we paskin? What's the difference between zeisim and anovim? Is because the chumash gave a chashivus to olive oil and to grape juice? Or no, not because the Torah gave a chashivus to olive oil and to grape juice, but rather because these were planted al das to make wine and aldas to make olive oil. And if you plant oranges, aldas to make orange juice, it'll have the exact same din as zeisim anov. That's a machlokes. So the Chazon Ish holds that you say bari prihoetz on orange juice. They say bari prihoetz on grapefruit juice. Because the grapefruits and the olive and the oranges were planted aldas to make juice out of it. So the exception to the rule, mashkama yetzman azeisim anov, mizdinim kipri, it's not exeris hakos of achok hilchus of beloy taima that zeisim andavim is different. No, because zeisim andavim are planted al das kein. So if you have juice oranges or you have grapefruits and they're planted al das to make the juice out of it, so that'll also be bar pihoitz. And the chayodim paskin is not so. The chayodim paskin is the other way. That the shalat during shnas hashmita, the Gemara says in brachas li ochla v'lo lehefsit. Oysa shabbos haratzachem li ochla. You're not allowed to take perishvias and ruin them. So the Gemara says, if you take perishvias, take oranges, and you squeeze it out, you make orange juice, since the mashkim ayotzim, since we paskin like Reb Yeshua against Reb Lezer, we really paskin like Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer shamutiyu, he was from the Bishama. So here also we don't paskin like Reb Lezer. So we paskin like Reb Yeshua, only mashkim ayotzim and azeis mandof and mizdinim kipri, and all the other perishes not. So the Chayodim says, the Chayodim has a separate sefer and Hilchas Zroin, mitzvah satlius boritz. So he writes, you're not allowed to take oranges of Shemitah and make orange juice out of it, because the Gemara says that's liochla v'lola hefset, because when it was in the state of an orange, it retained the status of a pri. Once you squeeze it out, it's not dinam mashkma yetim, it's not dinam kipri. So you just destroyed the pri. So it's an isra of liochla v'lola hefset. And the Chazon Ish writes, no, since the oranges were planted al das to make juice, and the mashkma yetim is also dinam kipri, and it's bar pihoetz on the orange juice, Bnei Brak, they follow. A lot of people follow the Chazon Ish on this. So he says, you're allowed to make orange juice in Shnas HaShmita. It's not lehefsid. It retains the shame pre even after you squeeze it out. So the meaning in Eretz Yisrael is, meaning all over in Eretz Yisrael is like the Chazanish, when it gave to Perish Shvi'is. They're not machma like the Chayyodim writes. The Chochmas Sodom writes that you're not allowed to make orange juice from Perish Shvi'is. All over they do. Even though the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they don't follow the whole Chazanish. They don't say Bar Pihu Eitz on orange juice. But Chazanish says it's all Toli Zeh Bezeh.
Was the Truma Shaila also Toli on that Chazanish? The fact that he says he can be mafresh also by orange juice, also because of the status of the pre-extended?
No. Even if you have eating orange juice, even if you have not juice orange juice, it wasn't planted on Das Kain. He just says, Manam Shach, if you think that it has an Isa Tevel, Tevel is only also because it's Zaymed Lahafrasha. So the Gemara just says, you're not Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. Mazar Ha'oichel, the Mashke Mayotzim, wouldn't be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. But still, you have to assume the Truma is Chal. If the Truma is not Chal, they can't retain an Isa Tevel. And the Biskarov held no. In order for an Isa Tevel to set in, it has to start off with the possibility of Hafrasha. When it was in the state of an orange, it had the possibility. It could have been Mafresh when it was an orange. Once it has the Isa Tevel, so the Isa Tevel can remain, can linger on, even though now you've reached the stage where it's impossible to be Mesakan Yis. That was the little Shita Mekubetzis on Dafayin Amar Aleph. On one line, Shita Mekubetzis. Shita Mekubetzis says if you had Tevel, you plucked it off from the tree and you put all of your. You put all the fruits in a container, it made meruach and riyas b'nei abayis, it becomes tevel, and then I take a fruit and I plant it back in the ground. Now it's mechuba l'karka. So as it stands now, you can't be mafrish b'mechuba l'karka. The hafrosh is not chal. But he says it has an isa tevel derais. If you lean over and you eat it the way it is, that's an isa tevel, a misa b'dei shamayim. But it's impossible to be mafrish it b'odem mechuba. Now Velvela says, you see from the shita mekubetzis that even though it's impossible to be kor Hashem, when it's mechuba l'karka, but still it retains the Isa Tevel. You can dig so. Huh? When you bite it, it's tallish. When you bite it, it's tallish already. When you bite it, then you can be marfish. Yeah, you can dig zach with the hechocha. It's not 100%. But that's what he writes, like an innocent comment, as if he had nothing up his sleeve. That's what he called. Rizkarov said, that's the Yisif in the Shittim Gubat. You don't really see it 100%. Yeah. So he quotes Rabbi Yehudoi Goyen, the Dafka b'chometz koi rovi kirav, the only time mimim minim imashah is chometz, al v'sharisum hilchzak Rabbi Yechon v'shlokish, that we don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda mimim minim imashah. Vod hevi Rabbeinu Tam Raya, from what? Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov holds against Rabbi Yehuda. And so he holds against Rabbi Yehuda, so what? No, Mishnas Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov kabenoki, that's a different Gemara, that's a Menochis. The Gemara has a whole Omid Gemara, Mishnas Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov kabenoki. We rarely ever quote his opinion, but whatever, that's a kav. Kav is a small measurement. It's not a bushel full, hardly ever. Or it's noki. Whenever we quote him, we always pass like him. So that's the psak halacha. Stamad gemara nami koi hach bishili beitza. There's a gemara in beitza, there's a mishnah in beitza. A woman on yontif, aichon nefesh is mutter. So the woman baked the cake, but she didn't have any ingredients. So she took water from one neighbor, flour from the second neighbor, vanilla flavoring from the third neighbor, orange flavoring from the fourth neighbor. She borrowed from everybody, or she stole, whatever it was. However, and she made a cake. And each neighbor has a different tchum. They don't live all in one big city that everybody has one tchum yantiv. Every neighbor lives in a different house. Each one has their own tchum. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, so where can you, not only is a person not permitted to go chutz l'tchum, habei mehakelim kiragle habaylim. The property that belongs to a person has the same tchum as the person. So no one is allowed to take the cake out of the tchum of all of the five neighbors. One neighbor gave water, one neighbor gave, I think the Mishnah says the water is disappears, the water evaporates, so the water doesn't count. But all the other things that she mixes in, so she's only allowed to carry the cake within the area that has overlap of everybody's tchum. So the Gemara fact, Akasha, why? Whatever it is, the orange flavoring should be bottled berayv. It's not more than 50%. The flour is not bottled berayv. The flour is derived. But the everything should be bottled berayv. You can't say tam ki ikir here. Tam ki ikir, the Rishonim say, only applies when you're talking about an Isra achil. Here you're talking about an Isra taking chutz l'tchum. So tam ki ikir is irrelevant. So the Gemara effect akasha, let everything be bottled berayv. The only thing that's not bottled is the flour. So whoever is the one who gave her the flour should have their tchum. So the Gemara says, Mamayin aloy bottle. Mammon is not bottle. And since this depends on this, the determination of the tchum is a function of who the mammon belongs to, so mammon is not bottle. So the Gemara gives a moshel amad avadayme. If I have five nickels in the palm of my hand, and another person accidentally drops his nickel into the five nickels. Now there are six nickels, and I can't identify which is my nickels, which are your nickel. So the Gemara says, Yochel halo b'chodi, I'm going to use all the six nickels, and I'm going to laugh, and I'll celebrate. You lost your nickel in his bottle. So the Gemara says, of course not. That mamain aloy bottle. Mamain is not bottle. So the Gemara said, the Gemara doesn't give a mashal of nickels. The Gemara gives a mashal, I have 5 units of chitim, and you drop a unit of chitim into my 5 units of chitim. So the Gemara says, what are you going to say? That your unit of chitim is batal and my 5 units of chitim? It can't be. So the Gemara says, why not? Why did he only give a mashal, I have 5 units of chitim, and he has 1 unit of chitim? Why didn't he give a mashal, I have 5 units of chitim, and he has 1 unit of serim? The answer is because that would have been min b'shein amin, and min b'shein amin would be batal. So what's worse if it's min b'min, or what, all of a sudden you're going to pass like Reb Yudah? Where'd you get such an idea? You should pass like Reb Yudah. See the Gemara. The Gemara is making fun of the fact. The Gemara thought that the reason why, if I have 5 units of chitim, you dropped 1 unit in, he said, Yochel alav v'chot, it doesn't make sense, I should be joyous. I'm going to keep all the 6 units. The Gemara thought the reason why it's not batal is because min b'min alav batal. The Gemara said, that's ridiculous. Why should you pass like Reb Yudah? So you see from the Gemara Beferish. It's Tomei the Gemara Namiko Amar Hachi, that you don't pass like Reb Yudah. The end of Masech is Beit Sadaf Lamiches. Rabbabe moved to Meretz Yisrael, from Babel to Meretz Yisrael, I think, and he gave a whole pshat, and they were laughing at him. The Gemara has a whole discussion. So he gives them all, Mishan Esar B'la Kav Chitim, 1 unit of Chitim fell into 5 units of the other guy's Chitim. So the Gemara says they laughed at him. So the Gemara says, Shaper Avidu Dechikalei. Good that they laughed at him. What he said was ridiculous. Why did he give a mashal? Maishna Chitim Misarim Deloi. Why didn't he give a mashal that your unit of Chitim falls into 5 units of Asarim? He didn't give that mashal. Why? Mim Shein Amin is bottle. So the mashal that he gave, Chitim Chitim Nami. It's also bottle. Hidal Rebuta Le Bottle, but who paskins like Rebuta? Le Rabbonim Ifta Bottle. That's the quote from the Gemara. Mashma Lehedya from the Gemara Azvas. That no one holds like Reb Yudah. The Mimimin is bottle. How did Rashi come off to say we pass like Reb Yudah? Mashma Zaktas, the Hachi Ilchasa, Lachi Achikwale. That's why they were laughing at Rabbabe. He gave a mashal. 1 unit of Chitim falls into my 5 units of Chitim. Mar finally says, no, it's not because Mimimin, because Mamainalai bottle. That's why Mamainalai bottle. It's a different word.
Mashal was sorry because it would be Nikah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be bottle.
Okay. But the Gemara at first didn't realize that. Gemara thought that the reason why he didn't give a marshal of son, because Mim Mishen Amina is bottle, so Mim Mishen is also bottle.
He drops in a dime with 5 nickels.
It is nicker. Okay, that's nicker. That's correct. That's what he says. Nicker is nicker, yeah. So that's what Taisus says. Mashma from the Gemara Beferish. The Hachi Hilchasa. We don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, the Hachi Achikwale. That's why the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael left the Rabbab. Afagaf, even though over there Reb Yudah's name does appear in the Mishnah. This is a side point. I Reb Yudah's in the Mishnah, so it has nothing to do with Reb Yudah and Rabban. Okay. Then Taisus says, Mahalochas Gdola Shalas Pamyo. There are different Kisve Yad of the Bahag. So there was one that came from Aspamyo. Okay. Around 50 years ago, I think Rabbi Zvil Hildesheimer, who was a grandson, a great-grandson of the original Rabbi Zvil Hildesheimer, I think he printed a Halachas Gedolos, where he put together all the different Kisvei Yad. Because until then, there were so many different versions of the Bahag, every Ksav Yad had a different version. So he did us a favor, a disfavor, whatever, he put all the Kisvei Yad together. Okay. So Taisus already had different editions. So Halachas Gedolos, Aspamya, and that Ksav Yad that came from Aspamya, it says Beferish Pasuk the Chaticha Bechaticha is Benois and Tam, even though it's a Mimimina. Milsa de Rabba Dom Rabbana Beshishim, I see the Psak Halacha. We paskin that it is Beshishim. You don't paskin. The Gemara says over here, Rabba holds that Mimimino is Beshishim. In the Rabbana, Xer Mimimino, to Mimimimino. Beferish in the Gemara that the Rabba doesn't hold. That's the Pela on Rashi. That's what they, how can Rashi say that in Avodah Zarah, Abai Barabbah had a machlokes about this Basa Shmozlin, Basa Taimazlin? How do you determine this Mimimina Mishanimina? The premise is they both hold the Mimimina B'mashu. It's like against Rav over here, Beferish. Rav says that Mimimina is Shishim the Rabbanah, Xer Mimimina at the Mishanimina. So how can Rashi say that Rav is Shita over there as the Mimimina is like Rabbi Yudah B'mashu? Unless he say some fantabulous answer. The Pharisee Yankov, whoa, He's against all the Rishonim. He has a whole Iluyas. He was a super genius. Okay. But all the Rishonim say it's Astira and Rava. According to Rashi, it's Astira. He can't maintain such a position. Beferish, that Rava holds the Mimimina Argimar. Rava holds Beferish, that Mimimina is not Bemashu. It's the Gemara. Then they say Rashi himself contradicts himself. Rashi himself contradicts himself. Rashi on Kuf Tesam and Aleph and the Sugya of Tipas Cholav writes Mimimina B'Masha. Rashi himself and Avodah Zarah writes like the Rabbi Natan. Then Tosfos says about the Yayin Esach. The Yayin Esach that the Gemara said towards the end, towards the very end of Avodah Zarah. The Yayin Esach and Tevel is B'Masha Hu. So the Yayin Esach, the Kama Hasam in the end of Avodah Zarah, B'Masha Hu, Rabbi Natan, the Dafka. Tosfos never said what Daf it is. What Daf is it in Avodah Zarah? On a normal days, huh? Samach Vav on a days. Samach Vav on a Aleph. No, but where's the Gemara that they're quoting that there are two that Yayin Esach and Tevel are B'Mashu? Ayin who? Ayin Gimel. We'll try that. Ayin Gimel on a days, Nachon? On Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechon Vishlokish, called the Shem Shabbatar B'min and Shalab B'min and Medais and Tam, Chutz Mitevel V'yayin Nesah. Then the Gemara says, Tani Kavas, Rabbi Yechon Vishlokish. That's on Gimel Amud Beis. Where does the Mesichta end? Soon after. Ayin Vav Amud Beis. That's Mamish, the end of Avodah Zarah. Tosfos never told you where the Daf was. Right? They did. Okay, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. So Tosfos is now commenting on that Braisa that says that Yayin Nesah is B'mashu. So he says, it's only real Yayin Nesah. Amr Rabbi Natam Dafka Me'ayin Shinis Nasach. That's the real Lisa Deraisa, the real Yayin Esach. Because the Hamas Nisan, the Yayin, Mayim, Koi, Mayim, Mayim. What kind of water is Asar? Means water that they poured Lifnei Avodah Zarah. If he actually poured it, that's real Nesach. That's it doesn't have to be Yayin Esach. If Mayim and they poured it in front of the Avodah Zarah, it'll become Asar Banoah Menatar. So by Mayim and Mayim, Yepshelios, Elabin is Nesach. So Mamela, Yayin, B'Yayin, that's B'Mashu, is also only if it's actually in Nesach. And Stam Yainam would not be B'mashu. So that's what the Gilyan Ashas, and then the Imsachim and Daflam and Tosfos said the same thing, and then they say that it's even Mutabanoah. That Yayin Nesach is Asabanoah is only real Yayin Nesach, and Stam Yainam is Mutabanoah. So Rabbi Kevega says, what are you talking about? It's against all the Mishnayos. So that's what the later Paskin point out. Bizman Azeh, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Stam Yainam is Mutabanoah. Bizman Talmud, Yayin Nesach was Asabanoah. Rabbi Yosef Tovelim was before the Rabbi Natam, so he had his Ksav Yad. He found Yai Nesach Shenasnasach Lenavei Nezor Asabano Abayin Bet Lafila Bialef. Kemoshe Shemnin Abayin Sama Yosef Mikoshu. Michlal, so he's inferring from that line in the Chumas Ragoinim that Rabbi Yosef Tovelim wrote, you see that's what he's driving at. That only actually Nesnasach Lenavei Nezor. But you see that Stam Yenem, Misharisum Chutz Mitevel Yai Nesach is Benois and Tam. Even Mimimina is Batla B'Shishim. You see, Rabbi Yisrael Tuvelim, the Shuvah Zagam, they all hold against Rashi. In fact, this is Vikashim, Itosefta, and Avodah Zarah, this is Tosefta, the what? Agardim in Mavik, Achavim, Shetoam in Akos, he took a sip of wine, so Magakomasas, Bahanoa, not only if he touches with his fingers, if he takes a sip of wine, so his lips are touching the wine. So the leftover wine in the cup is also going to be awesome. So this is what they do in all the wine factories. They used to do it very common. Now they rarely do it. Someone tastes the wine to see if it tastes good. They take a little bit, then they pour the rest back into the... It's going to be pasteurized anyway. So you don't have to worry about his germs. But the yayin that was touching his lips became magakum. Magakum is not only with the fingers, with the foot. There's also magakum with the lips. He pours it back in, so it's going to be b'mashu. So what do you mean? But it's not yayin shenis nasich. It's only magakum. Magakum is only a chumer with the rabbanon. That's Tosfos Kasha. Because Kasha and the Rabbein Tam and the Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. He just said that the only time Yayin B'Yayin is B'Mashu, if it's actually in this Nasech and Stam Yainam is not going to be B'Mashu. For Tosfos, because Mitosef, the Diktoni, Agardimim, Avakachovim, Agardimim is the government representative who measures all the weights and measurements to make sure that the stores are not cheating the customer. That's called Agardimim. So he comes to the store and he wants to make sure the wine is up to par. He's not selling poor quality. He takes a sip of the wine. It's good. He approves it, gives his approval, and he pours back the rest of the wine. That's what you always do. So it says, Shetom and Akosha takes a sip, Hechsa, Luchavis, throws it back in, Osa. The whole yain is also because it's b'mashu. Kodach b'meinek and sonach b'meinu tipo. Also b'mpnei shetipas yain osura v'yosera is b'koshu. No, what do you see? Mashman d'stam yain and v'yosera b'koshu. It's against the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyinim say that only yain shen esnasach mamish. So they say that tosefta goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't pass like that. V'yain shloimar, da'asek Rabbi Yehuda dam and b'mina lo'y batal. We don't pass like that.
The answer in Rabbi Kivei Eger's kasha, or Taisa's kasha, you could have answered like that also. That was in the Zman of the Taisa. Okay?
Also, the Bismana Gemara was that it was also Bano, so it would be Bimashu Bismana Zed, it's Mutabano. It's Mutabano, it can't be Bimashu.
You see, Taisa held that it was all.
Yeah, this Taisa. Yeah. This Taisa writes as if even Bismana Gemara was, it wouldn't be Bimashu. Yeah. Then what do they say? The Knishkin and the Kodim, the Post of Govern Kovim. The Gemara talks, they have a cup of soda, and two people are drinking from straws from the same cup of soda. Husband and the wife, let's say. So here you have a cup of wine, and a Yisrael and a Nochri are both sipping wine through a straw. That's the Knishkinen case. So if the Nochri is drinking through the straw, so some of the wine is touching the inside of his mouth. But he swallows all the wine. But then when he stops drinking, so whatever's in the straw is going to go back into the bottom. And then the Jew is going to continue to drink the wine. So there's going to be a mashahu, that's magakum, when it touches the inside of his tongue, the inside of his mouth. There's magakum on that. So the magakum asks that wine, and even though you have a shishim against it, so it's going to be b'mashu. So what does it say? Read the kanishkinin, that's a gemara. The kodim apostle kovik chom, if the goy stops sipping before the Jew, and the Jew continues to drink the wine after the guy stops. After the guy stops sipping, so the wine that was in the straw is going to go back down into the pool of wine on the bottom. Also, it's a gemara per basa dabed zarin base on base. Avagav lemitzvah letipa hanagas befiv. How much of the wine was usur? Do you say only that drop of wine that touched the inside of his mouth, or do you say no, not a chibur? That drop of wine is all mechubur with all the wine. The question is, is it a mashahu? Only the tip of wine that's immediately touching his tongue is usur. And against the tip of wine, you have shishim, you have 60 droplets of wine, so it's already bottled with shishim. And you tell me that it's b'mashahu? Is that what you tell me? That this is stam yeinam, magakam is stam yeinam, and you tell me it's b'shishim? You're going to have to tell me that Gemara goes only, I'll leave it rebuted. Gemara says, halacha l'maisa like that. The kanishkinen case is usur. So unless you'll say no, when the nochri is sipping the wine, so not only the drop, the tipas yaina touches his tongue or the inside of his mouth is usur, I say not a chibur, the whole thing is all mechubur together, so all the wine in the straw is usur. The whole wine in the straw, you don't, may not have shishim in the wine on the bottom in the cup of wine. You may not have shishim against all the wine in the straw. So Tosafot wants to know how much of the wine is usur. So they say no, only the tipa that he drank. Avagav the limits relative hanagas befiv, only the droplet of wine that touched his tongue is usur, because that gemara goes with the shita de kasam and notzok eina chibur. If you would have said notzok chibur, so the whole straw full of wine, all the wine in the straw would be usur. How do you know that you say notzok eina chibur? Minishar bekadam pasuk yisur. The gemara says if they're both sipping simultaneously, and the Jew stops sipping before the goy stops sipping, then everything is kosher l'mahadrin. How is it kosher l'mahadrin? If you say not a chibur, so the nochri has some of the wine is touching his mouth, and the rest of the wine in the straw is a not a chibur, so mechubur, and then the wine in the straw is touching the wine on the bottom, and then the Jew is sipping that wine. So what does it help that the Jew stops sipping wine before the goy does? The second the goy stops sipping, the Jew stops. What does it help? How does he sip the whole time? Not only the tipa hanagas b'fiv is also the whole straw full, it's a chibur, and then the bottom of the straw, the wine in the straw, is touching all the wine in the bottom and the bowl. So all the wine is also, so how does the Jew, so you see the sugi is assuming not to get a chibur, mid is sure from the fact, because the pasuk is all, yeah, the Taisa says, but you see that the yain b'yain is b'mashu, even though nobody was menasech it l'avod zarah. So what does Taisa say? Yesh lefarish, the high also to come ahead of the l'chatchila lasas, eim avantanisa l'chatchila. It's only a tipas yayin. It's only a tipas yayin. And the tipas yayin, really, you have shishim against it. But it's aim about the nisa lachatchila. You shouldn't set up such a situation lachatchila that they should both be sipping the wine together. But yeah, but really it is bottle, because stam yena really is bottle shish. Inami, maybe the gemara goes on the yamim. Maybe kolshu kamadios. Maybe shaloi kalocha. Just like they said the tosefta by the agardim in mother kachavim. Shaloi kalocha. Maybe that gemara in avodah zarah is also shaloi kalocha. Okay, so that's an important place. They have a lot to say. And then in the middle of the Taz yesterday, we discussed briefly what we discussed a long time ago, that do you say Yalfinan Issa Mituma or not? The Gemara says in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza towards the end of Yivamis, Issa Mituma lo Yalfinan, and the Mishnah is in a holus Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Zayin, talk about how long does the food have to sit inside the stomach of the cat or the dog or the bird, that the enzyme should work on it and make it into Pirsha B'Yalma. How long do they have to have the enzymes working? That was a discussion we had by the Keva. Keva, is it Karush, is it Solo? How long does the milk have to sit in the stomach that it should become Pirsha B'Yalma? So the Mishnais talk about it vis-a-vis Tumas Meis. If an animal ate Kezayis Ben HaMeis from Yuma Meis, how long does it retain the din of Tumas Meis? So Tosis is not sure. Do you say Yalfina Nisa Mituma or not? Just like by Tuma, I say Pirsha B'Yalma, so do all the dinim carry over to Macholas Asuras also the same story, Pirsha B'Yalma, and maybe Lo Yafin and Isa Mitum. So Taisus is not sure. The same Taisus with the Shittim Kobetzis appears in Menachas. The Gemara Menachas talks a little bit about that Mishnah in Aholas, how long the food has to sit in the stomach till it's going to become Pirsha B'Yalma Benegir to Tuma. Okay.
That's such an experiment. That's not really learning.
If I would see what happens. It should be the same. It should be the same. Why should you say lo yafinan? If you have a din, so you say isa mitum lo yafinan. This is a metzias. A metzias. Yeah, it should carry on.
Okay.